IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hi, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Holly Saravi, your host at The Viewpoint. Here in the studio, I'm accompanied by Brother Ali from the Islamic Seminary of Qom and also Sheikh Rouhani. He's a scholar and a researcher at universities in Qom. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now there is a question here. I think this is the question of many of our audiences or listeners. You know, in a world full of calamities, full of difficulties and hardships, it's really hard to find hope. I mean, we are living there are wars, different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. We see people killing each other. You know, so many calamities, as I said earlier. So, isn't it hard for people to find hope? But don't you think?
Well, it depends on the kind of look that we have at the life and our worldview. We see this world as an opportunity for ourselves to, or let's say a scene of test, because we believe that this short life is a sort of test for us to prepare ourselves for the other, for the next world, for the other life. We have seen these calamities and, let's say, difficulties that you're talking about are not something new. They have been with human beings from day one of the creation. I mean, they are not quite new. So let's see how people actually tackled and behaved such calamities. We have different kinds of people that we can study. We have some people from the elites of the society, and we have some commonly and ordinary people. But who are our role models? It depends that who are going to be our role models. We have, for example, the life of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. You see, his life was full of hardships.
Very difficult.
And Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. So how did he live, and how he treated, and how he tackled this difficulty that it lasted almost for 200 years of illness? It's not something easy. I mean, saying it is easy, but tolerating it for a couple of days would be really serious. So we see that what we have been asked to be patient like them, and to see the whole world beautiful rather than dreadful. So this kind of look, thinking positively, actually changes your worldview.
So we talked about the what. Let's now talk about how. So how is it possible? What strategies people or Muslim people throughout the world should take? Or is there anything they can do to live this life? I mean, is it possible?
Yes, why not? It is possible. It's already being performed by the people. So the point is that from the Islamic, since I'm a student of Hawza al-Ilmiya, I want to just point out some ideas regarding this question from the Islamic and Hadith or traditional perspective. Mm. I'm not saying anything for my own self. There are riwayat and a hadith in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves human being, loves the creatures, particularly the mu'mineen, the believers and the faithfuls, to the extent that no one can imagine, because his mercy, his hub, or his love to the creatures and to the mankind is unlimited, is infinite. So no one is able to even imagine to what extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. So based on this love and muhabbah that we receive from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are hadith, if our brothers and sisters refers to the sayings of the Holy Prophet, they would absolutely find these beautiful sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you or examine you with the, which we can say, huge or let's say big kind of difficulties or hardships in your life, be sure that it comes out of love, out of mercy. The way that, for example, when a baby is sick, though the mother loves her or loves the baby too much, and to the extent that baby is not able to realize or to perceive that hope of mother, but despite the fact that the mother loves this baby to that extent, sometimes this mother allows the doctor to do surgery on the body of this baby. So this surgery is intolerable for the baby, but parents, though mother loves him, loves the baby too much, he allows, he permits the doctor to do that. Why, again, you see this hardship or this, let's say, a kind of challenge that the baby faces. Though the baby might think that it is not out of mercy, it's not out of, for example, mahabba, but in reality is different. Reality is that the mother loves the baby, that's why he permits or she permits the doctor to do surgery on that baby. Though it is really difficult, it's really hard for the baby to tolerate. But in reality, it is this hardship is out of mercy, out of kindness, out of mahabba to the baby. Same is the case with the mankind, with the true believers and mu'min. The Prophet says that if sometimes the examination of God on you is so much big or huge or sometimes difficult to be tolerated, be sure that you will receive the same big reward for that kind of examination, for that kind of test. So that is why sometimes like diseases, sickness, poverty, shortcoming in our life, they are a kind of test, they are a kind of examination, because no one lives from the beginning of life till the end of life with the troubles, with problems. No one lives from the beginning of life till the end of life with all the pleasures, with all the rewards, with all the happiness. Life is like waving, you know, between hardships, difficulties, and let's say rewards, earnings, incomes, wealth. Wealth is always coupled with poverty. They are always with each other. So we should not be that much proud of ourselves with the wealth. We should not be that much hopeless with the poverty, because both of them are from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth itself is a kind of examination. Poverty itself is again a kind of examination. If you be successful in these both examinations, in both of them you will get rewards.
Okay, so do you That's mean this trust in God is the source of being guided? By
of course, is the source of pleasure, okay, is the source of happiness.
I mean, this trust, maybe some people don't, they can't find it, okay?
So they should find it, you know?
Yeah, this is
life is enough opportunity to find it.
Yeah, so this you see the life as you both see that. You both see the life as an opportunity to find this trust, or, you know, it's like going, you know, back and forward. So let's get back to our previous story. You know, this hopelessness we see in the society, and some people in around us are suffering from it, or some people we see are cannot find the way. So what can we, you know, what is your advice for those people? I mean, they're listening to us right now, or maybe they're looking for some source of help. So any thoughts, any ideas? What is the thing they can do?
True. No. Actually, this is a warning for ourselves first, and then inshallah to those who are listening to us, that it's good in order to prevent this hopelessness and despair from our world and from ourselves, is to pay attention to Allah's blessings and Allah's repentance. I mean, because one of the ways that opens this gate of treatment in such issues that happens usually to human beings is getting back to the origin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. So getting back to the origin is one of the solutions, one of the treatments that helps us to treat this, whatever has been attacked, whatever has attacked us, because we believe that this, as we said earlier, this might happen due to making some mistakes or committing some sins. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَأْيَسْمَ رَوْحَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ.
Okay.
So what does it mean? It means that except the disbelievers, there is no sign of despair or hopelessness in people. I mean, so for a person who
the only source comes from the disbelievers?
Sorry?
The only source of hopelessness?
No, no. Look, here says the verse of Quran says that it wants to emphasize that. The believers never ever think of hopelessness. Uh-huh. That is, they are always hopeful in Allah's mercy and Allah's repentance and accepting of their repentance. So it emphasizes that those who are despair or hopelessness or hopeless, they are those who are disbelievers. So the believers naturally, based on the understanding, or let's say at least translating this verse of Quran easily, not interpreting it, it means that those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they always are hopeful in His mercy and His blessings and in His accepting their repentance. So we can say, we can refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, okay, whatever I have done up to now was wrong, and I want an opportunity to compensate for it. So you are giving a life to yourself to be back to life. And we have lots of verses. This is not the only verse of Quran that emphasizes the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is always open for human beings. But we have many other verses of the Quran that emphasizes that a servant of God should never get disappointed and hopeless. Because there is always an opportunity for him. If you have done mistakes for thousands of times, but it does not mean that you go and do. But if you have, God forbid, committed sins for hundreds and thousands of times, so you need to be still hopeful in Allah's mercy. Accept the time that you think of a partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. So, you know, you mentioned a very, very important point. Being hopeless, the greatest sin, I think.
Yeah.
Being hopeless of the, mercy of God. So I think this is the most important thing you mentioned. And of course, if we don't have much time, I'm going to ask the last question from Sheikh Rouhani. You know, speaking of this mercy, I'm sitting here thinking about ways to get it. How?
Yeah.
How to attract God's attention and this mercifulness, into our lives.
Yeah. Let me give this example to the audience. When you love someone, for example, a young man loves a young lady, or a young lady loves a young man, how do they attract the attention of the beloved one? Mm. The first and the most important step is this, that you always remind yourself of that person. Oh, you're always thinking about that person.
Of course, yeah.
And he or she is always in your heart. Since you always live with that person in your dreams, in your, let's say, heart, in your mind, then it automatically causes you to go toward that person, to find him outside, Same is the case with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though this example might not be a very good example, But of course, if you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remind yourself of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I'll always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikrullah, Quran is dhikr.
Yeah.
Why is it zikr? Because it always reminds you of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you think, first of all, you should be attracted towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your attention should be attracted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, of course, automatically, consequently, we can say you go towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and find Him. And then you attain attract the attention of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to your hearts. So the first step should be put forward by you yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Thank you very much. Well done. That was great. I hope we could talk more and more about this issue. I hope in the future we can have more time to discuss these ideas and these subjects.
Inshallah.
Thank you for coming. It's time to wrap up today's episode. Thank you all for listening. May the mighty Allah bless you all.
Show that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها